So today here on the program, we are introducing you to the new City of Quincy Legacy Business Program, just launched this month by the Mayor's Office and the Quincy Planning Department. So Maureen Geary and Rhiannon Gorham are both here from the Planning Department to tell us what this means. Ladies!
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Nice to be here.
Hey, great to have you both here.
Thank
this
you
is
for
great.
Having us.
Our late summer sitting here as time winds yes. down. Yeah. And this came out, Maureen, just a couple of weeks ago from the mayor's office.
Yes.
So Legacy yep. Business Program, what is this all about?
So this is a program that identifies, we identify business owners 20 years, 25 years or more that have done business in the city. That they're called legacy businesses because they've been doing business in the city for 25 years or longer.
Okay.
They've given back to the community in numerous ways. Small business owners tend to be family-owned businesses.
Anything to add to that? I mean, just that's kind of a simple overview.
Yeah, I think we just, the planning department in conjunction with the mayor's office just wanted to be sure that we were kind of honoring some of the long-standing small businesses specifically that may have been a little bit, felt like they were overlooked in the past, and offer them something that they felt like they could be a part of. So some of the benefits of these businesses is indications on the city website that they're named as a legacy business if they make it through the kind of final round there. And then they'll have different indicators for the public that show that they're a legacy business. So something like a plaque or a digital logo or different decals. So we just really wanted those businesses to know that the city was invested in their success. So
okay,
that's
so
kind of the reason for this program.
Yeah, I was kind of curious what the thought behind it was. Was there a specific event that happened? Or
you know, over the past couple of years, we've noticed a lot of business, long-term businesses closing and not going out of business, but retiring and not having a succession plan, not having a family member take over the business. And when the doors just close, there's no opportunity to recognize them.
Okay.
We are going to recognize a lot of the business owners that have closed, that have been here for a number of years, 25 or more.
Okay.
But and even more, there's 50, 100. I mean, there's a lot
of
business.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the community will be very surprised to see how many business owners have been here for that long period of time. And they're in each of our communities, each of our business districts throughout the city. And they're the ones that create a community within the community. And people really, you know, they respect the business. The business owners do a lot for the community in return. So this is a way to recognize them and kind of step out of the big scheme of everything and look local and small.
Okay, all right. So how does it all work, Maureen? How does the Legacy Business Program operate?
Well, we are distributing the information for both social media and on the city's website.
Okay.
I urge people to go to the city's website, click on the nomination form. The person nominating can be the business owner, it could be a customer, it could be any community member for the City of Quincy, and even outside the City of Quincy, I would guess.
But it has to be a Quincy business.
But it has to be a Quincy business, yes.
But somebody from outside the city can nominate.
Could nominate.
Okay.
Yeah, we love people to come into the city and spend money.
Of course, yes, absolutely. Okay.
And after that, the nominations will be processed and the business owners will be given an application themselves to fill and make sure that they meet the requirements of the program.
Which are what? What are the requirements?
So 25 years or longer in business. And when we say that, the ownership, there's been some questions about that too.
Yeah.
The ownership can change. The sort of requirement or what we're considering a long-standing business is that the name has remained the same and that the type of business has remained the same. So a restaurant that's maybe changed ownership but's had the same name for 25 plus years and has kept the same sort of style of food, atmosphere, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If anything's changed ownership or changed name, obviously that business wouldn't qualify. The second part of it would be a small business, so we would just consider that as something that's not part of like a larger regional chain, like a Stop and Shop or Dunkin' Donuts. It does need to be.
They started local.
Yeah, they could. But we are considering like a small kind of more family-owned or generational business in that sense. And then the third and probably one of the more important qualities of it is that they've contributed in some way to the community or the neighborhood that they're in. So sponsoring local youth sports teams, volunteering at different events throughout the city, being involved with the nonprofit. So as long as they've made some sort of community impact, that would be the qualifying kind of feature for that third round.
Okay.
And on the nomination forms, we are asking anyone that nominates a business to kind of put their own little couple sentences in about why that business is important to them, their family, or the community. And it's been nice to even get that feedback to some of these places that, like, I haven't heard of or I haven't been, or maybe places you overlook a little bit. It's been nice to see the feedback about how some of these businesses have really impacted the people that live in the city.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So there is a deadline, right, to nominate a business, and that is September 21st of 2026. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you had any nominations yet?
We have, yeah.
We have, yes,
we've
had a
good amount, yeah. It started the day we released it, which was really nice, yeah.
Fantastic. And is there a limit to the number of nominations that you can accept?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Nope. Yeah. But we will be limiting at some point the awardees, because this is going to be our first round. Mm-hmm. So this will be the first Legacy Business Program awardees. And hopefully this will generate year after year, bringing in other business owners. If they don't make the first cut, then there's opportunity
maybe
for a second year.
Maybe they've only been 24 years this year, right?
Exactly, yeah. Okay, exactly. Right. And that's close. So, sure. You know, it would be nice to be able to capture that in the following year.
Do it once again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said a business can nominate themselves. Can a business be nominated more than once?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've already have quite a few that are clearly very loved in the community, which has been great.
Yes. Okay.
And then people can nominate, want to let people know too. Yep. I think people were a little bit thinking maybe they could only nominate one business, but individuals can nominate as many businesses as they want.
Oh, all right.
So they can nominate one, they can nominate 100, the more
the better.
As
long as they have it on a separate nomination sheet for each nomination.
Okay, and the forms are right on the city website, like you mentioned.
And they can get them off Facebook, Instagram.
Of course,
Social media, of course.
Or give you a call if they don't have
access. Or they can call us, We have gotten, I definitely have some phone calls from folks that probably clearly don't have a computer.
Okay, so after the deadline, September 21st, then what happens?
Then we start the work.
Okay.
We start going through the information, making sure all the crossing the T's, dotting the I's, making sure that they are eligible. And then we'll sit down with a committee that is in the process of being formed to review the final candidates. And we will choose, I think we're looking at 25 awardees.
Oh, okay.
For the program,
okay,
and then from there they will be contacted, and we will have a separate event to recognize them.
Oh, very nice. Okay,
yeah.
And then it says here in the press release that an official city registry will be created, as well as marketing promotions to help highlight the value of each business. So, how does that all work?
So, the registry is going to be under the business section of the City of Quincy website, it will be the Legacy Business Registry. So they will all be listed, identified with their, you know, probably their logo, their phone number, address, so folks can come in and take a look and see who these legacy businesses are. A lot of people like to visit, shop and go to places where it's local. So I think that gives them an opportunity to expand their business reach from wherever small, you know, business community area that they're in.
Yeah. And then the marketing promotions, what would those include for the businesses?
Yeah, so we are similar, you might have seen on other businesses, they have like a Better Business Bureau or like a chamber kind of plaque that recognizes them. So each business will get one of those, an official plaque that recognizes them from the City of Quincy being a legacy business.
Okay.
The hope is that they'd put it outside their business and that would make people want to go in there.
Point of pride, right?
Yeah.
Window decals that they can kind of do whatever they want with, digital logos, so if they wanted to use that digital logo on any of their socials or their marketing, they could use that as well. And then we're working on getting some things that hopefully the small business can take advantage of, trainings throughout the year that would be done through the Planning Community Development Office, so sort of just like professional development opportunities that would be offered to these legacy business owners for free throughout the year. And then we discuss different networking events, so bringing these business owners together, talking about what's issues they're having that year, what are their concerns, seeing if the other businesses can kind of help each other out in that way. So I think we have some good benefits that'll be beneficial for the program.
Okay. Can it be a nonprofit business business, if you will, as well as, you know, a retail type.
We're not including nonprofits in the legacy business program. So yeah, right now it would just be for-profit small businesses.
Yeah. I'm thinking there's like the Sasha YMCA was back to the late 1800s. You know,
That's something that could unravel at some future.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Because there are
The mayor does during CD week. Not to go back to CD week, but the mayor
You live and breathe CD week, don't you?
I do. I think about it all year round.
I'm sure.
The mayor does do his kind of community service awards during that week, so he typically gives the awards to the different nonprofits and different individuals, so that's kind of his thing during that week.
Okay. Do you happen to know what the oldest business is in the city?
I actually don't. That's a
good
question.
Got a guest the other day with one of your guests.
Yes.
160 years, Quincy Mutual.
Yes.
That's what, I think that is the guess.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't see any other one being that long. I mean, we have one or two that are in the 100, actually 140 years for an auto.
Really?
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Yeah.
But we can't give away the secrets.
No, of course not. Not until afterwards.
Just a little taster, a teaser. Come back for more.
But it's interesting because even people that have been in the city, myself included, a very long time, are learning about these businesses that have been around.
You don't realize, and I think, that, like I said, the community is going to be really, I think, excited to see, like, wow, they've been 25, 30, 45. Yeah. Like, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
And I give them a lot of credit for withstanding a lot of the business temperature over all these years, especially COVID, to come out of that is really something.
Yeah, that's a great example. Yeah. You know, if so, you know, some did, some didn't.
Yeah.
So, will you be able to recognize the ones that, you know, didn't continue, you know, that closed after many years?
We're talking about that, yes. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're going to call them,
We would like to include them in some way. I think we think it's important.
It's definitely important. Yeah. So we will.
Okay. So, again, just to recap, so the deadline to nominate a business is September 21st, right, for the Legacy Business Program. And then after that, there'll be a review process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And there'll be a public announcement.
Public announcement coming soon. Yeah.
And then a formal ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we'll be back for that.
So, yeah, we'd love to have you back for that. And no cost for this at all, right?
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Nothing at all.
Nope.
No.
Completely free to nominate and for the business to be nominated.
And for business to be nominated,
It's important to point that out, I think. Anything else we should let folks know about?
No, I think we're planning on equally distributing the business opportunities as well, the business nominations. We are a big city. We do have very diverse business districts, we're going to be very cautious in seeing where the nominations are coming from and make sure we do a little balance there.
Okay. All sections of the city represented.
Every
section has at least some kind of a business district, right?
I mean,
Norfolk Downs is grown by leaps and bounds.
Huge.
Certainly Quincy Point too, right?
Quincy Point.
The point is that a lot of nominations come in.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been trying to Maureen's point, been kind of trying to keep track by ward and business districts, just so we can make sure that everyone's kind of equally distributed.
Right.
But the point has been having a lot
of
nominations.
Very
the
other
well
represented.
Got to catch up to them,
I mean, there's the Wollaston, North Quincy Center ones as well.
Yeah,
you know,
Quincy Center is a big one,
of course,
obviously.
But even like out on the Neck or West Quincy, have some business sections as well. So, okay, all right.
And I think the best part of this is it's the community that is out there nominating. It's not our office.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, any specific group or organization. It's the public.
It's the customers of these
businesses,
right?
Exactly.
Who knows better?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Who knows better
than patronize these businesses?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So again, quincyma.gov or give a call. Maureen, your office, 617-376-1266.
Yeah.
Or Rhiannon, 617-376-1053. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Nominating us, make some nominations.
Mm-hmm. All right, hopefully we helped get the word out for you.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Thank you.
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.